That's all right.
Right, cabinet peeps, settle down. Okay, welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope everyone had a good Paddy's Day holiday. I mean, a productive overseas diplomatic mission.
I got 5 Toblerones.
Okay.
I got my taxi from the airport to go around the M50. He gave me 2 receipts.
Yeah, well, it all seems like ages ago now.
Yes.
I want to begin with my latest PR victory.
Sticking it to the Brits. Well done, boss.
I was referring to my PR victory at Dancing with the Stars ringer. And now they've asked Matt to go on it.
We'll see how much the fee is. If Matt could lend us his fee just to tide us over any potential cash flow problems arising out of Brexit.
Oh, God. Back less than 5 minutes and already with the B word, Fisco.
Well, it's not going to go away. Brexit is like a big cake. Pat it and prick it and mark it with beer.
That's pretty cute.
The farmers are revolting, boss.
Toads agree, re turf munchers. Yep. Who's that again?
Tis Minister Creed, boss.
Right. Yeah. And what is he?
Agriculture.
Got it.
I mean, they're extremely worried about this ongoing uncertainty.
Yeah.
Tis backstop this and backstop that.
Sure.
It's no good to farmers with crops in the field. The backstop won't milk any cows.
We need to keep milking crows.
No cows.
What?
And my department's latest report says 80,000 people will lose their jobs if it's a no deal.
How do we calculate those things, by the way? It sounds very makey.
I use the power of the force, Obi-Wan.
Right.
Taoiseach, efforts are ongoing to prevent that outcome. Myself and Helen McEntee are really trying to make our voices heard on this.
Whoever's phone that is, can you turn it off completely and not just leave it in silent?
No.
I can hear it vibrating.
That's not a phone. That's me.
There it goes again. Next order of business is congrats to Minister Merce.
What? Thanks, Tisha.
Yeah.
What have I...
Finally engaging with a substantive building development.
Yeah. Have I?
In ending the Metrolink. We really wouldn't have bulldozed your constituency office, you know.
Well, I was going to dig up Dunville Avenue, which would have, like, totally messed with Morton's. I would have had to go somewhere else for my soy lattes.
No, I don't get it. The feelings of half a dozen people in Ranelagh are more important than providing proper transport to the thousands in, like, the lower middle class parts of South Dublin. Hashtag Shinner votes.
Maybe we could reprofile it for Project 2140.
Sure, though it's Project 2040.
Of course it is.
And Josefa, well done to you.
What?
Finally, we've got some legislation on the table. And ahead of your busiest time of year too.
Sorry, my busiest time?
A Holy Week? I'm guessing you've lots of masses to say.
Well, this new divorce referendum should put an end to the misery of
not having anything new to liberalise.
Well,
don't.
No,
I mean, we're so woke, the only thing left to liberalise is things we liberalised in the 90s already. But I get it. Marriage equality was 2015. You can only get divorced after living 4 out of the last 5 years apart. So your referendum brings forward gay divorce by 2 years. Great.
They should really make a reality show out of that.
Yes, I'll show up at that one too and lol at all the misery. Woke referendums are really my thing.
Yeah.
I get all the credit again and everyone forgets about health and housing and broadband for another 6 months.
Yes.
By which time someone will surely have thought of another liberal referendum.
Yeah. Cisgender!
I don't know her personally, but by all means, steal her ideas. Okay, people, a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Plus, Murph has a party to throw to celebrate his homeless figures getting past the 10k mark.
Whoa. Stat.
Yeah, best not to mention the real stats, or it's more like 15,000 homeless.
No, dude, stat is something the kids say online. Like, come on.
And don't forget, I helped the housing crisis by continuing the Michael Noonan Vulture Fund memorial policy.
Yeah. Amazeballs. Let's conclude the meeting by high-fiving each other like legends.
That was my face.
Lol.
All right. This has been one of the most trying weeks for the DUP in living memory.
Because of the Brexit chaos.
No, because Dairy Girls got a BAFTA nomination.
Fiend and disgrace.
Yes.
There's no such thing as Dairy Girls. It should be called London Dairy Girls.
Yes.
What's next? Will we just let the Free State name everything?
Free State Sinn Féin IRA murder gangs.
Rubber bullets.
Mrs. Foster, what will it take for you to back the Brexit deal? Even Jacob Rees-Mogg says he'll vote for it. We are proud to have the support of the Right Honourable Jacob Rees-Mogg, protector of the British Union.
And Catholic.
Sorry, what?
Mr. Rees-Mogg, he's a Catholic.
I didn't know he was a...
Anyone else know he'd come out of the catechism?
No, he didn't come out. He's always been a Catholic.
Oh. Can we stop saying that word? Sammy Wilson has turned the colour of a flare on a terrace in Linfield. You, the journalist who looks like he hasn't left the members' bar since he graduated from Eton.
Nigel Dodds.
Yes.
The DUP's brinkmanship has brought chaos.
Uh-huh.
What do you say to the people of Britain about your behaviour?
I say, you're welcome.
Sorry?
Chaos is what the DUP does.
Aye.
We did it to the Assembly.
Yeah.
We do it to the whole of Northern Ireland every 20th of July. right. And now we're doing it to the whole of Britain.
Yes. Well said, Nigel.
Aren't you concerned that with Northern Ireland worst affected, you might lose support from your voters?
Sorry, who are what? You kidding? Our voters never not vote for us. Oh. Who are DUP voters going to switch to? The Alliance Party or the Women's Coalition? Is that still a thing?
Sinn Féin IRA Women's Worcester Sauce Crisp Murder Gangs.
But shouldn't you just honour your promise to support the government and say yes to the deal?
Say yes! Say yes! No. The DUP is not the party of consent. No. Consent is something free staters do as they all hug each other and talk about their LGBTK red lemonade feelings. We did not get to where we are by saying yes.
No.
We got to where we are by saying no.
No,
no to the peace process.
No,
no to Stormont.
No
to the majority Ulster Remain vote to stay in the EU.
No
to reducing the fat content of the Ulster fry, which shall always remain six sausages connected to a mainland of fried bacon, never grilled.
Never.
We say no to turning our clocks forward this weekend.
No.
We will keep turning ours back and forever keep Northern Ireland as divided as Alabama circa 1963.
Yes.
And we say no to any more questions.
No.
Now this week the French have been told to cut down on their wine drinking, which I imagine would be about as effective as telling a member of the Ion Institute to cut down on their media appearances. But anyway, the French aren't alone. Irish women have been ranked among the top three binge drinkers in the world. Joining as we discuss, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald.
Yes, hello.
And former Taoiseach and RTE's Brexit correspondent, Bertie Ahern.
How are you?
And me, Brendan Howland.
You're too far from the mic there.
Leader of the Labour Party.
Otherwise known as the margin of error, it has to be said.
Not fair.
Now, young Irish women, top of the binge drinking leaderboard.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't won anything in a while. What's not to celebrate, folks?
There's nothing to celebrate here. The dysfunctional Fine Gael-led government is clearly to blame. Their policies are driving people to the drink.
Sinn Féin, not exactly a boozy party. I suppose they needed a steady hand to Bertie, where do you think the blame lies?
Well, I think it's obvious all toads leave back to Brexit. Young girls are feeding the uncertainty about breakfast as much as any of us.
But Bertie, why do Irish people drink? Is it because low self-esteem?
Again, I think it's related to the British referendum on briquettes in June 2020.
And everyone gets very patriotic when they're drunk. Huh. Isn't this going to mean more rebel songs? Mary Lou, you should be delighted.
Nothing delights me. We have to deal with incompetence every day.
Right.
Health, housing, Ray Darcy with a chat show. Pass me a glass.
Open that bottle there. And Bertie, who are you to say what women should do? Are you being sexist?
No. I love women. Not too much, though. Just a completely normal amount. But to get that back to Brexit.
Right.
If Boris Johnson gets into number 12, the UK might end up with a no-deal buckfast.
Huh.
Is there a glass of that going, by the way?
Yes, of course.
I have a glass?
No, you may not.
Ugh.
Let's look at the positives here. I mean, having a drink is great, correct? We don't want the younger generation to turn out like those happy pair dry
shit. This is delicious. What vintage is it?
Eurospar.
I love the taste of free drink. Did you splash out and go for the 10 euro one?
No. Last thoughts, Mary Lou?
It's a disgrace. I blame the government.
Of course you do. Bertie?
If Jacob Rees-Mogg gets into power, there might be a hard brickets for the Brits. And that would hurt our expats of angry foods.
Right. Angry foods.
Let me open another bottle. This is from the emergency stash for when they make me talk to an actor. I went through a whole crate of this for Ralph Fiennes.
I'm actually quite thirsty.
No. Coming up after the break, Carl Henry gives us advice on our health, which we'll all ignore.
Sorry.
Thank you. So you can change the title on my office door later. Executive Vice President Delaney.
Absolutely, boss.
I'm no longer the boss.
Oh.
I'm just Executive Vice President.
Sorry.
boss. Though I plan to be a less Joe Biden, more a Dick Cheney sort of VP. Right, that's lunch, lads.
But it's only 9:10.
Yeah, but this day is running away with itself, like Declan Rice with Gareth Southgate. And we need to prepare for the Oireachtas Committee hearings. Here, why don't you lads pretend to be the committee, and I'll take your questions.
How do you get your hair like that?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Yeah. I have a very strict regime of Vidal's...
Has Dennis O'Brien given you any advice in your hair?
I'm not on such intimate terms as to discuss my hair with Mr. O'Brien.
Just intimate enough for him to pay the previous manager's salary.
Look, lad, I'd imagine the committee will have a great deal to get through. So, next question.
How did your employer come to get a loan of 100,000 from you?
Well, money moves in mysterious ways. Yeah. A bit like Aidan McGeady. And my own favourite song is The Men Behind the Wire. But we may never know what the men behind the wire transfer of 100 grand were thinking. Money was bouncing around the place like
tennis balls. What?
Next question.
Why did the FAI pay rent of 3 grand a month for you over a long time?
Well, this is a funny story, actually. Yeah. Do you know Grán Yashoga?
No.
And I won't tell it now, but then I'm going to go into a great old anecdote about meeting Grania after an away game one time, and so on and so forth.
Great job,
good
John.
Back.
Great.
Good back.
Thank you, lads. That was a great session.
Yeah, but John, a serious question, though, John.
What is it?
How will the role of the new chief executive work alongside your new job, yeah?
Well, let's demonstrate with another role play.
All right.
You be the new CEO there for a minute.
Okay. John, I want to ask you
Sorry, you need to knock to gain entry into my office.
Oh, right. where's my office then?
It's down the hall.
Oh, down the hall, yeah. How far down the...
Near the front of the building.
You mean reception desk?
Now you're getting it.
Okay, knock, knock.
Come on in.
John, what I need you to do is I need you to go down.
Yeah, I'll have a coffee, one sugar, and a chocolate hobnob.
No, John, I was coming...
Two chocolate hobnobs, actually.
Yeah, okay, but John...
And that'll be all.
Yeah, but John, as your chief executive, I...
That will be all.
Oh, he's a genius.
See, guys, that's corporate governance at its best.
Wow.
All right, come on, one more tune to celebrate my victory over adversity. Delaney once again. Delaney once again. In the FAI, I will always be John Delaney once again.
Watching BBC News, bleaker than one of those depressed polar bears endlessly pacing along its cage in a 1970s zoo. The top story, with the Prime Minister Theresa May bot about as powerful as a Nokia on 1%, Parliament has finally wrestled back control of Brexit with a sequence of votes to decide the future. Is the day saved? We go live to the smoking ruins of Westminster to find out.
Order! Please be silent while I read out the voting options and their outcomes. Order! Remain rejected. Deal rejected. No deal rejected. Deal or no deal rejected. No Edmonds rejected.
Yeah.
Couple of pints and a cheeky Nando's rejected. Send Elton John to give Jean-Claude Juncker a turbo wedgie rejected.
Yeah.
Find David Cameron and make him sort out the bloody mess he caused rejected. Oh. Narrowly.
Yeah.
So, Parliament fearlessly taking back control there and bravely voting for nothing. The perfect Brexit metaphor. And now what's left of Prime Minister Theresa Maybot is whirring to her feet.
Mr. Speaker, it is clear that while my name is Theresa Maybot, I'm really Theresa Cantbot. I've decided that should this shambles of a house pass my shambles of a Brexit, I will shamble out the door and resign.
Yay!
But only if my deal is passed.
Order! And if the Prime Minister doesn't pass the deal and you won't resign, what happens then? Stay, but you can't do anything.
Logic board overload. Error. Shutting down the whole country.
Yeah.
Amazing scenes. It appears the Prime Minister would only resign if she can pass her vote, but her vote cannot pass. It's like a riddle wrapped inside an enigma, wrapped inside an absolute disaster. And speaking of disasters, Boris Johnson is standing on his hind legs.
Yeah.
Order! Order! recognise the Right Honourable, well, the Quite Honourable, well, the Vaguely Honourable Member for Uxbridge and South Wankerton, Boris de Pfeffel Johnson.
Mr. Speaker, what an announcement for my dear, close, or Right Honourable BFF, Theresa Cantbot. And even though I had spent the last 2 years undermining her constantly and said her deal was a load of cock waffles and baldergump, now that I can smell the possibility of my premiership, I fully support her deal. Let's make Britain great again by making Boris PM. That number 10 bedpost needs some new notches on it. Ding dong, foie, cueva.
Charming, but the withdrawal agreement still needs the support of the DUP, who now, it seems, controls the future of Europe. And there we leave it because we're finished. The United Kingdom, that is, finished. It's been a good run, but it's time to admit we're not fit to lead ourselves. We should shut down Westminster and hand the keys to the French. They may not be able to rule a country any better, but at least they make good wine. Goodbye, Westminster. I've had enough of all that pompous, backslapping, out-of-touch, self-congratulatory nonsense. Stay tuned for the BAFTAs, by the way, coming up next. This is Hugh Edwards, tunnelling to Holland, BBC News.
Danny, book clipping it all. Give us a second, will you? We've only just finished eating our dinner out of the boat of the car.
It is true, and watching repeats of Live at 3 and me phone.
Danny, why are you calling for the defence forces to be sent into Killarney National Park to control the wild deer?
The deer have taken over the place, they're everywhere. Tis like turning on RT and trying to avoid Amy Huberman. Tis impossible.
Tis pure social delinquency on a scale we haven't seen since our own Healy Ray, Chris Kindle swap.
And our chief. One of them keeps coming into Pope and Kilgavern. It took me 3 nights to realise it wasn't the gooch looking a bit peaky.
That's right.
What are you proposing the army actually do?
Denny.
Well, I'm not a captain or a major or a four-star general.
No.
I leave it to the lads with the experience. Yep. But I wouldn't take anything off the table. No. Not even the nuclear option.
Well, Denny, they could start by giving them a pint of porter every day with their breakfast.
Yeah, sure, isn't it what Cam's carry lads down in the mornings?
Yep. Are you aware what the Defence Force are actually responsible for? Is this not more a guard issue?
How do we know that? The army are responsible for marching in parades the odd time.
Right.
And claiming they all got tinnitus in the back of a lorry.
In the guard, they are responsible for not bothering the good people of the kingdom trying to initially sink a last few pints in the pub at 5 in the morning.
Five in the morning.
But if they're not allowed in the park, where are the deer supposed to go?
Deer should only ever be seen in their natural habitat. On a plate next to a big pile of spuds.
Spuds.
In front of an American bin gouge for all their worth inside Killarney. And if those deer insist on staying out on the roads, let's put them to good use.
Yep.
They can pull cars home from the pub after our decent, honest rural owners have fallen asleep at the bar.
Good idea, Denny. That'd be a lifeline for rural Ireland.
A lifeline, yeah.
Yep.
And if the Irish Army aren't up to the challenge, then what about using the platoon of Marines who live in Shannon Airport,
the Yanks,
who occasionally sneak out to Limerick for pints pretending to be well-built Yank businessmen?
And while we're at it, the Army needs to declare war on the terrorists that are still infesting Killarney.
What's that?
I'm talking about the road, 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 the road,
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on! Can you believe it? No collusion. Didn't I tell you? It's party time, people. I've spared no expense. Big Macs, KFC, and Pizza Hut.
Very generous, comrade.
Many congratulations on success.
Thanks, guys. Robert Mueller confirmed what everybody already knew. Yes. Total exoneration.
Except on obstruction of justice and campaign finance law violations.
But my new lackey, sorry, Attorney General, just shredded those parts of the report, thereby proving I'm totally innocent, yeah. Bigley.
You're still president. I'm so sad.
What's that, Melanosis?
You're still president. I'm so glad that you are here with us today.
Thank you.
And not locked up in jail for rest of life.
We're all so happy for you, Daddy.
Aw, thanks, Ivana. I mean, Ivanka. You're so beautiful. Your mother was hot, too. But then she got super old. Like 40. Not hot. So sad.
You and Jared can stop looking for new jobs now, Ivanka.
And you can stop looking for a way out.
I will never stop.
Wait, are you crying, sugar boobies?
Tears of joy, Donald.
This is supposed to be a party. Where is everybody?
We're here, Dad.
Not you, Eric and Don Jr. The people that I actually care about.
They're mostly in jail now, Donald.
Unbelievable. You know, I expect an apology from all the conspiracy theory nuts. Now that this baseless witch hunt that resulted in dozens of successful prosecutions is finally over.
Just like you apologized to Obama after failed birther movements?
You're right. It's time to move on. I'm not going to pay them any more heed.
You only pay porn stars and Playboy models, right?
From now on, I'm going to ignore the left-wing naysayers and put all my focus on making America great again and occasionally bashing dead cowards like John McCain and banning Muslims. Oh, and locking up kids at the border.
What else are you going to do, Dad?
I can do whatever I want. I'm going to take America back to the glory days of the 1950s, gutting health care, endorsing white supremacy, and forcing NASA to go to the moon again.
Can I be the first woman on the moon, Daddy?
I can't think of anyone more qualified for the job, honey. Or any job, for that matter. Though I hear NASA are short on women's size spacesuits. What a shame. I'll send your husband, Jared, instead.
Daddy, no!
Now that I'm finally cleared of all charges, it's clear I am the greatest president ever. And since I own the Supreme Court, when I lose the election by even more votes in 2020, I will still be reelected. For life.
Very happy for you, Donald.
Most great American deputy leader.
Thanks.
Oh, turn this one up. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, no, Donald.
There is no collusion.
I need double vodka.
It's been a stellar recovery for Ireland. Unemployment is at its lowest in over a decade. Rent is nostalgically high. Everyone's forking out €15 for pub sandwiches, and even our crappiest hotels are fully booked. The government has really been doing a fantastic job.
I'm far too modest to say it's all down to me, but it totes is. The good stuff anyway.
But it could all come crashing down. Why?
A complete lack of planning?
No.
The fact that Fine Gael policy means only landlords and tax dodgers have benefited from the recovery?
No, not that either. Everything bad that might happen is the fault of one thing.
Oh no, my Republic of Opportunity is being destroyed by...
Brexit.
Brexit threatens everything. And we mean everything.
A new government report on the possible effects of Brexit.
The Department of Finance issued its warnings.
The ESRI is predicting...
The Irish Farmers Association says it could wipe
out... Be afraid!
Thousands of job losses.
The complete collapse of farming. 65% spike in the cost of cheese and onion crisp sandwiches.
An extra 12 cent on your West Coast cooler.
35% more Tommy Gorman.
Huge delays in deliveries of Hark.
Brexit's gonna get you.
I think it's very important that rather than prepare for anything, or God forbid, have an election, we keep issuing these scaremongering reports. Lol.
Imagine an Ireland where thousands of customs officers we haven't hired and can't afford are stationed on the border. A desolate region with terrible broadband and mobile coverage, which is also Brexit's fault.
Come on, you're saying a complete lack of government support for anything outside of Facebook is Brexit's fault?
It's definitely going to be Brexit's fault.
The children's hospital?
Brexit.
The housing crisis?
Brexit.
Everything that could potentially go wrong over the next 20 years, whether or not Brexit even happens at all.
What do you think?
Brexit's fault.
Bingo!
What if there is a deal and the backstop gamble paid off?
Then we'll be ledge bags, overs.
Brexit.
The government's Brexit strategy. If it goes wrong, it's the Brits' fault. If it goes well, that's on us. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
An absolute circus moves an aging star into the spotlight in an effort to drum up audiences. But is the Irishman really happy?
Huh?
That's the plot of the new version of Dumbo starring Colin Farrell. We'll be talking about that later. Yeah. But first, here's Des with the sport.
Speaking of circuses, Sean, the controversy around the FAI continues with the former chief executive, now executive vice president for life, John Delaney, due before a Dáil committee next month. But the action shifted to the pitch this week after a poor enough performance in Gibraltar.
Some of the headlines after that game, Des: worst Irish performance ever. Can Irish football get any worse? Burn all green jerseys and tarmac over Lansdowne Road.
A better display at home against Georgia on Tuesday night.
Quite the turnaround. Headlines included: Best Irish Performance Ever, Can Irish Football Get Much Better, and Priceless Green Jerseys inspire call for Lansdowne Road to be doubled in size.
Yeah, from zero to hero, really, like the rugby, only in reverse. Anyway, baptism of fire for Mick McCarthy.
Right.
Brian Kerr knows exactly what he's going through.
Yeah, you know, it's bad enough that he's no bleeding players, and even the Ra supporters are declaring for England now. It's Malogian. And Quinner's after ruling himself out of the FAI job. I had him in the back of me cab once, handy fare too, all the way to Kildare. Had to pull the passenger seat all the way forward, though. If he fell over, he'd be halfway home, what?
In the GAA, and the Allianz Leagues come to their conclusion with the Division 1 final between Kerry and Mayo.
But really, the excitement is Leitrim's.
Yeah, they play the Division 4 final on Saturday, their first Croke Park appearance since 2006.
Wow.
Marty Morrissey is on the banks of the Shannon in Leitrim.
They call her the Wild Rose County. And if there's anything Marty loves more than the GAA, it's wild roses. Especially after their escorts have gone to bed. And if anyone thinks Leitrim's performance is a flash in the pan, then they should come here to the new Centre of Excellence in Annaduff. I haven't been in Annaduff for a couple of years, if you know what I mean. So I'm delighted to be getting back in here and putting my hands onto the Leitrim Wall, a fundraising initiative that allows supporters to have their names carved in stone. As to whether Leitrim's ambitions on the field last as long, we'll have to wait till Saturday evening to tell. One thing's certain, like every Leitrim supporter, win, lose or draw, Marty's name will be set in stone. Rock hard Marty, with Leitrim's Wild Roses getting deflowered.
Dear God.
Tisha,
why have you called a press conference in a craft beer pub?
Don't look at me, guys. I'm just here because Murph said he had big news.
All right, guys. They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah.
They said it shouldn't be done.
Oh.
But today I can confirm it. The number of homeless people in emergency accommodation has exceeded 10,000.
What? I'm so shocked.
I know, right? And that's even with us massaging the stats, reclassifying 1,600 people as quasi-homed or tempo-housed or whatever.
This is very surprising. Can you all tell how surprised I am?
Minister, when Fine Gael took power in 2011, that figure was only 3,800.
Exactly. We've only gone and tripled it. Matcha-infused jackfruit IPAs all round.
Well, if everyone's having one, I might as well.
Minister, this figure represents a new low for the government.
Oh, well, you can hardly call 10,000 low.
But
we need to focus on the positives here, dude.
The positives?
Well, house prices have fallen by a whopping 0.16% nationally this year.
Oh, game changer. Right there.
Rents are also falling, probably, kind of.
Well,
maybe. I didn't check those stats.
And yet more and more people are becoming homeless from the rental sector, Minister.
I know. It's cray-cray, right?
Yeah.
You've missed every single one of your social and affordable house-building targets since the last election.
But guys, we tried. Not very hard, but we tried. It's like, what more can anyone do?
Couldn't you support the bill to introduce a 3-year rent freeze?
Well,
you could put a stop to the mega landlords hoovering up boy-to-let apartments and then paying 0% tax on the profits from rent.
Wow, people make profits from rents? Who knew?
I'm so shocked.
You could prevent landlords from seeking vacant possession.
That sounds a bit unconstitutional to me, but generally this has nothing to do with me. It's Murph's bag.
Cheers.
What about the UN report that said that housing is a right and not a commodity?
The report also says vulture funds are pricing people out of their rented homes.
I haven't had a chance to read it, dude. Sorry.
But isn't this just like capitalism or whatever?
Yeah.
How about enacting emergency legislation?
Well, if there was some kind of emergency, we totes would.
Yeah.
Now, who ordered a chocolate peanut butter banana ale?
Oh, that's mine, actually. Cheers.
There you go, my man.
But Minister, it's a crisis.
It's a national emergency.
Over 10,000 homeless now.
Yes, yes. It's practically summer.
Yeah.
What's the problem with a little al fresco living?
Yeah.
Another couple of months and there'll be like 15,000 outside body and soul. Yeah. And those guys pay for it.
Uh-huh.
If it's good enough for crusty hipsters, then it's basically a step up for people from like Darndale.
So true. Roll on festival season.
Cheers, Tish. Next round is on this ledge back.
What?
Thanks for coming, guys. We're number one.
Yeah.
We're number one.
And just to be clear again, this has nothing to do with me.